FBI Director Robert Mueller is defending his agency against charges of sloppiness stemming from the Robert Hansen spy case. A report last week from the Justice Department found that from 1979 to 2001, when Hansen was spying, quote, there was essentially no deterrence to espionage at the FBI. When this report came out last week, I wanted to call David Vise. He's a reporter for The Washington Post and the author of The Bureau and the Mole, The Unmasking of Robert Philip Hansen, the Most Dangerous Double Agent in FBI History. We got distracted from that call by the power grid failure and other stories, but I'm talking to David now. David, remind us about Robert Hansen, this spy who was caught a couple of years ago.
Robert Hansen is the most prolific spy in American history. He sold millions and millions of pages of documents to the Russians, stolen from virtually every security agency we have, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the National Security Council at the White House, and even the Defense Intelligence Agency at the Pentagon. He put this nation at risk in a way that no one ever has before him. Some of the information he sold ended up in the hands of Osama bin Laden. But the most amazing thing is that in his 20-plus years of spying, he never let the Russians know who he was, never met them face-to-face, and his careful methods led him to remain undetected by the FBI and unknown to the Russians until it all came crashing down in February of 2001.
When you read through this report, David, what do you think? How is the Justice Department and the FBI doing now in light of all this?
The number one thing that comes clear when reading this report is the way in which the FBI has failed to address the fundamental flaws in its internal security that enabled Robert Hansen to succeed as a spy. What I'm saying to you, Alex, is that in reporting the Bureau on the Mole and in reading this report, it was obvious that Hansen was clever, but it was also obvious that the FBI had lax procedures. Well, I'm reading this study by the Inspector General, and I'm blown away. I mean, I'm absolutely shocked and blown away because the FBI still has not put into place a secure computer system that prevents people from stealing information, a financial disclosure form for all FBI employees. I mean, Hansen himself said if there'd been financial disclosure required, it would have served as a deterrent for espionage. I mean, the FBI still has a system that's based more on trust than it is on deterrence and detection.
Why would an agency that's under such scrutiny not take the corrective actions that it needs to take? It must know that people are watching.
I think the FBI has failed to correct the problems for a couple of reasons. Number one, September 11th distracted the Bureau from anything except terrorist-related activity. Number two, the FBI needs a fundamental change in its culture. That's hard to do. That's not just changing one policy here or there. I mean, this report says the FBI still needs a wholesale change in mindset and approach to internal security. That's hard to do from the top down, and it takes time, and it certainly isn't going to happen without focus. And thirdly, the FBI has not shifted the resources necessary into a lot of areas that are required if you want to prevent spying. Alex, the most frightening thing about this, and I mean frightening, is that there could be one or more spies in the FBI now, men or women working as double agents, and the FBI wouldn't know it at all.
David Vise, a reporter for The Washington Post and author of The Bureau and the Mole, The Unmasking of Robert Philip Hansen, the Most Dangerous Double Agent in FBI History. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Alex.